From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Americans are increasing their spending, but only slightly, and they aren't earning as much. NPR's Yuki Noguchi has the figures for September.
Economists had anticipated incomes would rise. Instead, they fell by a tenth of a percent last month. The Commerce Department said it was because the previous month had been inflated by emergency unemployment benefits. Consumers spent modestly in September, up 0.2% from the previous month, but spending had been increasing at a faster rate. This all raises questions about whether consumers will buy goods and services during the upcoming holiday season. That's considered important because consumer spending drives more than 2/3 of the economy, and it has been sluggish in the face of protracted unemployment. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Former California Congressman Gary Condit is testifying in the trial surrounding Chandra Levy's murder nearly 10 years ago. Salvadoran Ingmar Guandique is accused of killing Levy, who was interning in Washington, D.C. A decade ago, Condit was the main suspect in the disappearance of Levy, with whom he was romantically linked. Former House Majority Leader Tom DeLay's corruption trial is underway in Austin, Texas. Opening arguments began today. He's accused of money laundering and attempted money laundering charges. DeLay flatly denied. If convicted, DeLay could get up to life in prison. A suspected U.S. unmanned aircraft fired missiles into the Pakistani tribal area of North Waziristan, reportedly killing 5 suspected militants. That's according to intelligence officials there. It is the latest barrage against Al-Qaeda-associated fighters who have sought sanctuary in the border region with Afghanistan. More details from NPR's Julie McCarthy in Islamabad.
The missile or missiles reportedly struck a house in the town of Mir Ali in Pakistan's North Waziristan. The area has been the target of the overwhelming majority of drone missile attacks that have accelerated in recent months. In October alone, there were at least 21 suspected U.S. missile strikes. September saw an equal number, but that represented nearly a doubling of attacks from the previous month. Owing to the secret nature of the CIA drone missile program and the hostile territory in which the strikes occur, it is not possible to independently verify details of the attacks. The Pakistani Taliban leader Batula Masood was killed in a drone strike last year. According to local reports, his brother has been murdered in North Waziristan, but the political authorities there deny any knowledge of his death. Julie McCarthy, NPR News, Islamabad.
Official election results are out in Kyrgyzstan, a strategically vital U.S. ally in the Afghan war effort. They confirm victory for Atatürk, a nationalist party loyal to a former president toppled earlier this year. On Wall Street, Dow Jones Industrial Average up 54 points at last check. This is NPR. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. is willing to discuss forgiving Cambodia's Vietnam War-era debt. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Kuala Lumpur that the U.S. government has previously insisted on repayment.
Secretary Clinton met with Cambodian leaders and opposition politicians in Phnom Penh. She toured the Genocide Museum at the Khmer Rouge-era Tuol Sleng prison. At a town meeting, Cambodian students asked her about the debt issue.
If the government of Cambodia is willing, I will send a team of experts, and we will explore different ways to try to approach this.
The U.S. lent about $250 million to the Lon Nol government as it crumbled before the Khmer Rouge during the 1970s. The loan, with interest, now amounts to more than $440 million. Secretary Clinton suggested that the money to pay off that debt could now be diverted to pay for education or environmental protection in Cambodia. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Kuala Lumpur.
The world's biggest census is underway in China. Over the next 10 days, millions of census workers will fan out across their country, knocking door to door to get a headcount and perhaps a much better idea of how China's demographics have changed. A decade ago, officials reported nearly 1.3 billion people lived in China, but many migrant workers living temporarily in cities were missed. So a more tightly conducted census this time around could reveal significantly higher numbers in the world's most populous country. Results are expected to be released at the end of April. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.